drunk tonight.
Log Talk Radio.
We love.
You are now rocking with the Deep and Mary Kay Show. You are now rocking with the Deep and Mary Kay Show. It's Deep and Mary Kay. You are now rocking with the best. Everybody else took the rest. She the real deal, she don't pass every test. 5 days a week, she don't give you nothing less. She the best, I confess, can't nobody else contest. Women to women wins, they get tense and desire. They be going ham, all they do is teach higher. Then it's on the Thursday with old school fire. Feed the wolves, it's real hip hop. Friday, rockin' with your boy Jay Black on that front line tip. Everybody fall back, guess you thought it was a rap. Nope, nope, here we go, huh? Go so hard with hotness news. Then we bring it back, pay homage and them dudes. On that spiritual tip for Sunday, you know how it is. When we do it, we just be them good news. Yeah, yeah, this is Deep and Mary Kay. You are now rocking with your Deep and Mary Kay. Blow talk radio, turning on the day. It's the girl, it's the rap, why not? Let's play.
Let's play. Oh, it's the Diva. Oh, listen to the Diva. Please listen to the Diva. Welcome, what's going on? What's going on, y'all? It's your girl, Diva Carrie K. And please, I said Carrie K. Carrie is not over here, y'all. We about to turn it up, y'all. It's Frontline Fridays, Follow Fridays, Don't Act the Fool Fridays, or live right now on Diva Spot Radio ENT. I got my co-host, Tay Black, live in the building with us. Tay Black, holla at us, my G.
Yeah. What you say before we got on the line? We going ham in this what?
We going ham. We getting drunk tonight.
Wine. We got the red wine on deck, you know what I'm saying? I got the tequila over there in the corner. Jose.
Okay.
Jose.
Oh, hey. Genius going to join the party. Genius is live in the building with us. King, what's up, man?
Genius. What's good? Peace and blessings. What's good, Tay? What up, Queen? What it do?
What it do, man? Y'all know how we getting down tonight. We got that remix madness going on tonight, yo. Even now, I was talking to the King earlier today. I said, yo, when was the last time somebody put out a remix? And what he brought to my attention was a lot of the songs are remixes. We just don't know them. But we about to get into it. I got some crazy remixes from back in the day. Big shout out to Puffy, because when Puffy did a remix, most likely you was dancing. Point blank, period.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, I love it. I love remixes. I love when a remix is just another opportunity to take an old song or an original song. I'm not going to call it old, an original song, and put it together. And if it's hot, it's going to hit the chart. So you already paying homage. You got two or three more artists connected together in unity to make good music. Yo, I definitely love it. Y'all make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the 1 button to be heard. We're about to get into some of these hot remixes right now. I'm just about to pick off random. I'm not even going to look at it. What's this?
G-Mix for Kings Only. Bitch.
Right about now.
G-Mix.
Hey, yo.
Yeah. Snoop Dogg.
That's right.
They say you can't settle west without the ES.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Real Kings, man. Hey, yo,
Jacob. Right now.
I want you to take off on this track, man.
Okay,
like
Snoop.
Only you can. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah. Hold up. I want to rock right now. My name is Hov and I can't shake the town. Hear your voice internationally known. But I'm from the hood, got a pocket full of stones. I used to cop raw bait, turn it into easy rock. Just to say Dougie Fresh, all that shit to easy rock. Used to chef Raekwon, give fiends a ghost face. Y'all know my forte, I just might catch a dope case. I'm master the D with connects to the Midwest, so I'm heavy in the D. Your boy still snoop around since the pup I've been corrupting the fuck with the dog pound. Rock Nation is the gang now. Dope lyrics, the only thing I slang now. I get the job done, I put the cane down. It's no biggie, I'm just a king now.
It's a problem, but shake it down. Good looking out, ho. And you do know better. 2010, Big Snoop Dogg at it again. Malice in Wonderland. G-Mix, I was a fiend. Before I became a teen, I melted cabbie packs and set of cones of ice cream. I'm orientated, that's how the West was originated. Fitted like pieces of puzzle, complicated. I dropped the deck to try to rap, yes, y'all. They try to bang on me and say that I'm too small. Cool, cause I don't get upset. I call the king of the East, catch a flight, then I jet right back to the West. Where my niggas is at, scoop the billy, put it back on the mat. Like this, like that, while you rolling the back. Low we get, pop, pop, a hole in your back. I like the whopper, fuck the Big Mac. Run up on the dog, my gat go click, clack. And that's the show. The reason why, man, I don't know. So let's go, good. Looking like a million. Yeah, nigga got it, I'ma leave it to my children. Tonight I'm on some other shit, and baby loving it. Hella fast, grip the ass like a oven mitt. I'm gooped up, boy, rich as fuck, boy. Black and gold brake, that's my truck, boy. I'm on my east side, shit I'm working. I got the party going, and it's jerking. My niggas all on, we rolling out fit. Hope you getting in, you better pick a bitch. Cause when I shut it down, the party's over with. She call me Superman, I'm on my soldier shit. Boss dog, get him, I sick him and take him home. West Coast bitch, I'm on my fucking phone. I'm gigging on these hoes, do them like dominoes. And slam them on their back, and tell them bombing out.
Mary Kay wanna rock right now. Tay Black, come on, genius. Where we at? Wise. Yo, we going in tonight, y'all. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. TGIF, y'all. Y'all know how we do it each and every Friday on Frontline Fridays. Diva Mary Kay and co-host Tay Black, where all real music live, where all the indie artists live, and we getting our remix madness on tonight. That remix that I just played right there was I Wanna Rock. That was Snoop Dogg remix. It was featuring Jay-Z, and it was another, I think it was DJ Leak on that joint right there, but that was definitely hot. Let's open up Y Dot Line. Y Dot, holla at us, King.
What up, yo?
All right, no, man, we definitely going in tonight on that remix situation. Tay Black, what do you think that a remix now can do for an artist versus what it did back in the day? Well, let's not even say back in the day. Let's say, what, 3 or 4 years ago?
Hopefully what a remix should do is what it used to do for artists back in the day. You know what I mean? I heard the argument that it's not a remix, you know what I mean, unless the production is different. You know what I mean? And I kind of agree. And then again, you know, I can see the point of having the same beat because, you know, it's just another opportunity for more people to get on it and, you know, hopefully kill it or make it another smash. But when you do a remix now, man, it got the first time it come out, it either got to be, you know, the outwardly, you know, successful joint, or it got to be that underground street heavy, you know, the people love it, independent joint, you know what I mean? And then the remix bring it back out, you know what I mean, either way. So the new remix got to do something like that, man. I don't even really know too many hot remixes like that in the last 2 years, for real.
Genius, what do you think that a remix can do for artists now versus what it did back in the day?
Well, I mean, I think it really depends, one, on the view of the artist and the producer, you know what I'm saying? There are many things, you know, just to elaborate on what Tay was saying, that, you know, can instrument a remix. It can actually be the same music, but the vocals can be mixed differently. There could be different effects that's done to it. You could have a DJ mix and blend and cut, you know, on the track. You can bring in a feature artist on that track, you know, or like you said, you can actually have a complete different, you know, production, you know. But I think that, you know, when you speak remix, like the biggest remixes is like, you know, 90s. Like, for example, one of the biggest examples of, you know, the mastery of remix, when you think about Mary J. when she first came out, you know,
mm-hmm.
her first album, all of the songs that was playing on the radio were not the songs on the album. When you bought her album, it was completely different than what you heard on the radio, because every last song
mm-hmm.
was remixed. You know what I'm saying? That's an example of it. It was a good use, you know, of marketing, because, you know, it draw the person, you know, it draw the listeners to it, you know what I'm saying? And it also invented what we call singles, because
mm-hmm.
then you could actually get the individual song separate from the album, which actually generated more revenue for the artist as well as the producer. But nowadays, I mean, you know, things are forever changing, you know, in the way that the industry, you know, well, I should say mainstream is, you know, is crazy, you know. I think, like I was saying earlier, a lot of the songs that we hear, you know, they actually are remixes, you know what I'm saying? By the time it hits the, you know, the stores, it's already been remixed numerous times and redone. You know,
yeah, you definitely right about that.
Due to the standards of the label, and then later they may leak it in, you know, different ways. But, you know, as long as it's creative to me, and, you know, like they said, as long as, you know, it's vibe heavy and it motivates you, then, you know, it's a great thing.
All right. Wadah, what do you think that a remix does for an artist now than versus than what it did back in the day?
Nothing.
Wow.
With that being said, we about to get into some Rod Grizzly, man, because I'm black. Yo.
Is it because I'm black? Somebody tell me, what can I do?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Oh, is it because I'm black? Somebody tell me, what can I do?
Of my skin. I can't find a proper job to make ends meet. Interview after interview, nobody calling me. Resume after resume is just a waste of time. I say submitting resumes, but yet I still get denied experience to do the job that I'm always applying for. But yet they telling me that I'm not the one they looking for. Money being spent, but ain't no money ever coming in. I try to walk a straight and narrow, don't want to be hustling. Hard work is what I am, but yet I'm still frowned upon. Clean shade, button up with slacks and some shoes on. Resume up to date, come in talking proper. Reading with a firm handshake, now that's a showstopper. Attitude full of confidence to pass any test. Make sure I keep eye contact. I'm always at my best, doing everything that I was told I was supposed to do. But in the end, they always say we'll be sure to get back to you.
Is it because I'm black?
Is it?
Somebody tell me, what can I do?
Let me know.
Big shout out to Rod Grizzly, man.
Somebody tell me, what can I do?
Wow, with me, y'all. Listen, old and new don't matter in the whip. Steady looking clean, windows safety tinted, system knocking, rims everything, a standout vehicle. Candy coated paint job, seatbelt on when I'm driving through the streets, y'all. Paperwork is all good, license in my back pocket. For me, they be riding dirty, it's just not an option. Cops drive by and see me and make a U-turn. Steady driving slow behind me, I should make a U-turn. 6 blocks later, flashing lights as they pull me over. Shorty riding with me in my ear like, see, I told your hands on they burners while they both walking to my car. Get to my window and they staring at me looking hard. Asking for my license, registration, and insurance card. Before they even tell me what the hell they pull me over for. Headlights both intact, taillights both intact. Didn't run a stop sign, is it just because I'm black?
Is it because I'm black? Somebody tell me.
This world for people like me. When strike being born black, it comes with the territory. Seen it all my years growing up, and nothing's really changed. We struggle just to get where we get. The outcome's the same. Some go to school, but some catch a bad break. It's only so much we can live, so much we can take. It starts out with the parents we were born to. New clothes to go to school, some couldn't afford to. Welfare, we grow up with the food stamps and cheap food. Through all this, they telling us to get good grades in school. It's hard when the roaches and the mice eating your leftovers. No heat in the crib, can't wait till you get older. Living in the hood, in the ghetto, that's just how it is. Juveniles trying to survive, catching the early bit. Life is now planned for them, hard to just turn around. Once you in the system, boy, that's the way it's going down.
Is it because I'm black?
Is it?
Somebody tell me, what can I do?
Let me know.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You are now tuned in live to Diva Spa Radio ENT. It's Frontline Fridays, and we having this remix madness going on around here. Tay Black is live in the building. Tay, is it because I'm black that we go crazy on remix? Is it a black thing? I don't know.
It's a Frontline Friday, Diva Mary Kay. It's that kind of thing. And it's a red wine thing.
Yeah, right. Tay got his wine over there. Mine is coming. You know, we just definitely did the LQ run, so we're going to get our little sip on. Only 21 years and older should be sipping. If you're 18, sit it down, sit it down, sit it down. Please.
It's because I'm black. You know what? I think it's because we black, we do it the best. You know what I mean? I think we definitely represent. And shout out to homie on that track, for real. That joint is...
Rock Grizzly. Rock Grizzly, that's serious.
Anytime. And that joint definitely bangs, for real.
Y'all have to YouTube Rock Grizzly. Everybody go now to YouTube and put in R-A-H, and put in Grizzly, G-R-I-Z-Z-L-E. And he got a mascot. Yo, it's funny because he got this bear that's the mascot, and the name of the joint is You Mad. We're going to play that a little later. But he got the mascot in the video, you know, Just going in. You know, he just going in. He took him to the barbershop. The bear to cut old boy off, and he sat down the chair first. They got him a t-shirt. He got him out on the block. They got the bear dancing all up on the. It's funny. It's very funny. And I like that the music is real. But then at the same token, you know, with Rod Grizzly, he's put some humor in it, and I think that's what a lot of artists are missing out on. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. We got to go to the hotlines and get some love and some shout-outs. 973-332, you're now live. What's going on, man?
Hey, what's good, man? It's your boy Bowser, man.
Bowser, live in the building. That's good that Bowser here, because Brick City is always repping, so he definitely going to break down. Hold on, round of applause for Bowser.
That's
what's
good,
yo, Bowser, we going in with the remix madness tonight. I got crazy remix in here tonight, but my first question to you is, Bowser, what's your favorite remix?
Oh, man, my favorite remix, man.
I'm trying to think right now. Like, I like the Give Me One More Chance remix, man. I'm gonna go old school with it, man.
Yeah, definitely got that. Man, that's a third vote on that, so we definitely won't play that tonight. But if we're going to play that next. And my second question to you is, what does a remix do for an artist now versus what it did back in the day?
Well, I mean, it just keeps them relevant. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just keeps them relevant. You know, they remix it, and the new people get to get on it and show what they could do.
Mm-hmm. I think that is very important. I think remixes is more of bringing the artists and the community together, because nowadays, like, everybody is so separated and in their own lane. Stay in your lane. Everybody is in their own lane. But for to realize that we are traveling, a lot of us are traveling to the same place. We in the same lane, going the same place, and it's like, yo, y'all got to make space. Y'all got to move out my way, because I ain't showing no love.
Yeah, it's a crazy world, but you know what, though? I'm really, since that I'm in the South right now, you know what I mean? I really think that's just only, like, up top, you know what I mean? Like, cause down here in the South, man, they show love, period. Like, people are really out here hungry and thirsty for new music, you know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. I went to a cookout, and once they found out that I rap, they immediately threw my CD in. You see what I'm saying?
Mm.
And it was no hate. It was all love. They was like, turn off the Nicki Minaj. We hear that all the time. We want to hear something new. So really, it's just about, you know, people willing to take time and listen to new music. And I believe that's why the South is winning, because they give a chance for new music. You feel me?
Yeah, and that's what I see a lot. Like, even when listening to some of the radio stations, they play the same songs over and over and over again. If you're going to play the same songs, I know you're probably doing it to get exposure or whatever, but throw two or three indie artists in. Like, that's what Diva would do. I love independent music. I love, you know, artists that's doing their own thing and grinding on their own behalf, because hearing the same old thing over and over again, it gets depressing. You be like, yo, ain't nothing else that they could play.
Like, I'm gonna put a plug in right now. Like, I want y'all to look out for that. You know what I mean? Step out your comfort zone CD. You feel me? Because I'm about to put that together right now. And also, just by the whole thing about stepping out your comfort zone, like, you will never know what's going on in other cities if you don't step out of other states. Like, out here, they got, like, you know, they got radio stations where they have Battle Wednesdays where they take unsigned artists and they actually play them on the radio and let the people choose them. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you would never know that if you never stepped out your comfort zone. So, you know, today I would say to all the artists that are doing things and they feel like it's tight in their city and they're not getting heard, you have to step out your comfort zone, because when you go away, it seems like the people at your home show you much more love when you're away from home. So just step out your comfort
mm-hmm.
zone, man, and keep going and keep pushing, you know? And that's the same thing I'm doing.
That's definitely, you know, dropping jewels right there. That is very smart to drop out your comfort zone, because, honest to fact, they don't miss you until you're gone, and they don't want you until you're leaving. And it's crazy. With any situation, they don't miss you until you're gone, and they don't want you until you're leaving. And then they be like, just give me one more chance. Finally, you got some shout outs before we get into Biggie Smalls featuring Faith Evans.
Yeah, I want to say shout out to you, man, because most definitely, Diva, man, I seen you when, you know what I mean, before you even thought of doing this, and you actually doing it, and you know, just shout out to you and everybody that's on the grind, man, doing what they do, man. Unsigned artists, I'm really into the unsigned artists, so that's all I want to say shout out to, man, whoever they are. Keep pushing, man.
It is what it is. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT, Frontline Fridays. We got that Remix Madness rocking right now with co-host Tay Black. Give me one more chance, babe.
Give me one more
Give me one more chance.
First things first, I pop it. Freaks all the honey, dummies, playboy bunnies, those wanting money. Those the ones I like, cause they don't get Nathan but penetration. Unless it smells like sanitation, garbage I turn like doorknobs. Heart throb never, black and ugly as ever. However, I say Gucci down to the socks. Rings and watch filled with rock. And my jam not even Mitsubishi. Girls pee-pee when they see me. Never whore creep me in they pee-pee. As I lay down laws like Island Coffin. Stop it. If you think they're gonna make a profit, don't see my ones, don't see my guns. Get it? Now tell your friends, Papa, hit it. Then split it in two as I flow with the Junior Mafia. I don't know what the hell's stopping ya. I'm clocking ya. Versace shade watching ya. Once you grin, I'm in. Game begin. First I talk about how I dress is this and diamond necklaces. Stretch Lexus is the sexist. Just immaculate from the back. I get deeper and deeper. Help you reach up. Climax that your man can't make. Call or tell him you'll be home real late and sing the break. I got that good love, girl. You didn't know. I got that good love, girl. You didn't know. I got that good love, girl, you didn't know. Look at that song on how it's so long. Thought he worked his until I handled my biz. There I is, major pain like Damon Wayne. Blow down dirty even like his brother Keenan Scheming. Don't leave your girl around me, true player for real. Act Puff that D. You ringing bells with bags from Chanel. Baby Ben traded in your Hyundai XL. Fully equipped, CD changer with the cell. TV, me, meet me at 12. Where you at? Ripping job, playing car notes. While I'm swimming in your women like the breaststroke. Right stroke, left stroke, what's the best stroke? Death stroke, tongue all down the throat. Nothing left to do but send her home to you. I'm through. Can you sing the song for me, boo?
I got that good song, girl, you didn't know. I got that good song, girl, you didn't know.
We can cruise the world with pearls, gator boots for girls, the envy of all women, crushed linen, Cartier wristwear with diamonds in it, the finest women I love with the passion, your man's a wimp, I get that as a good thrashing, high fashion, flying in the all state, sexing me while your man, isn't this great, your flight leaves at 8, a flight lands at 9, my game just for wine. Lyrically, I'm supposed to represent, I'm not only a client, I'm the player president.
I got that good love, girl, you didn't know. I got that good love, girl, you didn't know.
You don't need one more chance. Yo, this is the type of music that you can really be in a club chilling to. Remixes was so, for me, a remix is real important. And 301, I see you with your hand up. I'm about to get to you. But your favorite remix, it was always good. And that was another marketing tool in the game, too, is to be able to get an original joint. Remix here. Club Daddy was the best at it. And big shout out to Biggie. Biggie got a birthday coming in May too, y'all. So big shout out to Biggie. But to take an original joint, get some artists together and make it crack. And if it hit the charts, that's when you know it was good. I want to know what y'all favorite remixes is. We about to go to the hotlines and get some love, man. Let's open up 301-493. You're now live on Diva Spot Radio ENT. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hey, excuse me. What it do? This is Missy, a.k.a. Chanel Girl 310.
All right.
150, a.k.a. Princess Slaughter, Jack Bauer's daughter. What's good, fam? How you guys doing? I'm calling from Potomac right now.
That's what's
good. Okay. Welcome to the show. We glad that you here, man. What's your favorite remix, queen? Right? I gotcha. What's your favorite remix?
My favorite remix? Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. you know, there are so many good ones that are out there. I would have to say, though, you know, I have to kind of be a little biased on this and say there's a remix of Swagger Like Us called Money and the Power by 40 Glock and Tiptoe. So, you know, I have to say that, you know, that's definitely one of my favorite remixes. You know, some DJs do some pretty crazy remixes, and, like, I like the chopping and screwing.
I know.
Kind of stuff. So, I mean, I heard, and I don't know if this is, you know, really counts as remix, so to speak, but, you know, they had taken and did Eminem's, what was it, like Toy Soldiers, and mixed it with Pac's, not Picture Me Rolling, Dear Mama.
Wow. I need to hear that. That sounds definitely like a collabo. Hey, Queen, if you in front of your laptop or your computer right now?
Are you calling me Queen?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Are you in front of your computer right now?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, if you can send me your favorite remix to my Gmail, I'll play it for you.
Okie dokie.
If you can send it to me in an MP3 file, my Gmail, whenever you're ready, I'll give it to you.
Okay, hold on one second. I'm logging in now.
All right. Tay, I think one of the things that Tay brought to my attention, which is very, very true, is the networking part, and we're going to talk about that. Tay's Corner is going to bring that to us tonight, is the networking part. I feel like when the artists come together and make a remix, that was solid networking.
Yeah.
Like, okay, we took something original. It's me, you, X, Y, and Z, or whoever else is on it. And we brought it together so we can network and all make money on it, but at the same time produce quality work. Because I don't feel like you can mess up a remix. And y'all can correct me if I'm wrong, Y-Dot, Genius, Queen, Tay Black. You can let me know if I'm wrong. I don't know. No remix that I heard was, yes, I take it back. I lied.
I
lied.
You misspoke.
I lied. That there was a remix
then.
That I heard, and it was whack. it was real whack. But I tell you, one remix that's not whack is this one right here. Don't hurt yourself.
Now, what y'all wanna do? Wanna be ballers, shot callers, brawlers? We'll be dipping in the Benz with the spoilers. On the low from the Jake and the Taurus, trying to get my hands on some grants like Horace. Yeah, living the raw deal. Three-course meal, spaghetti, fettuccine, and veal. But still, everything's real in the field. And what you can't have now, leave when you will. Trying to bury 7 zeros over in Rio de Janeiro. Ain't nobody's hero, but I want to be heard. On your hot 9-7 every day, that's my word. Swimming in women with their own condominiums. 5+5s who drive millenniums. It's all about the Benjamins. What? I get a 50-pound bag of oof for the mutts. 5 carats on my hands with the cuts. And something
I
European chrome out of the clutch. Drinking more liquor,
yes,
driving a bro bigger. I'm with most shippers, watched by gold diggers. Rocking Bajor denims with gold zippers. Lost your touch, we kept ours. Popping crystals, freaking the 3/4 reptiles. Enormous cream, forest green. Benji for my team, so while you sleep, I'm a scheme. You see through, so why nobody never gonna believe you. You should do what we do, stack chips like...
Don't let the melody intrigue you, cause I'll leave you. I'm only here for that green paper with
I'm strictly trying to cop those colossal size Picasso's. I have poppy chip coke outside, don't got those. The NJA with cash flowing like Sosa, and the Latin chick transporting in a chocha. Stampeding over pop modes, never sober. Flexing Range Rover, stealing weight by Minnesota. Avoiding arcs with camcorders and Chevy Novas. Stashed in a building with this chick named Malona from Daytona. When I was younger, once a boner, but now only hit chicks who win beauty pageants. Tricking and taking me skin at the Aspens. Gangsta mentality. Stay poppin' crystal, pack a black pistol and a act coupe that's dark brown. Pinky ringin', gondolas with the man singin'. Italian music down the river with your chick clingin'. To my bizzle, player you mad for. Actin' hard when you was pussy as RuPaul.
Diva Mary Kay, and you are now tuned in live to Diva Spark Radio ENT. I got my co-host Tay Black live in the building with us. He about on his third glass of red wine. Tay,
yes.
Can you buy me a bottle of rosé?
Yes. I can buy you a bottle of this Duplin red wine straight from North Carolina.
Shout out to Duplin red wine, Carolina red. Yes.
Yo, ain't it funny how you can get tipsy or get drunk and say you can have whatever you like?
Love it.
Matter of fact, I wanted to ask the queen to sign her Twitter, radio so we can make sure we follow
her. Oh, Missy.
Yes.
Missy, what's your Twitter?
I actually retweeted you guys a few minutes ago.
Okay.
I have two. One is The Real 5150. And the other is Chanel Girl 310.
We in there.
Okay. Got you. Chanel Girl 310. All right.
Yeah,
got
maybe.
That. She gonna send me. Go ahead, Tay.
I get a soot.
Soot. COB's up in the building. What it do, what it do, what it do. And I have to say really quickly, since, you know, we were talking about shots up, if you look on, you know, the Real 5150 timeline, you will see that, Horseshoe Gang, who are Crooked Eye's little brothers, and there are four of them in there and everything. One of them got me hooked on the Ciroc stuff the other night, and so now it's Ciroc COB. Shots up or something like that.
You already had one, Queen. Give us some. We want.
You know, come on. Let's meet in the middle. How about
yeah.
Let's see. Burtonsville after the show.
Right. I try to make it. I'm gonna have Tay come pick me up.
Where are you at?
I'm over here in Washington. I'm over here on the West Coast.
Oh, you're West Coast in it?
Mm-hmm.
West up.
Mm-hmm. I'm East Coast in it too. I still got love for my East. You know, Diva Mary Kay is everywhere. I'm internationally alone. But shout out to the West. I'm loving this West Coast living, even though this is a soggy behind state over here. Damn, Washington, it rained all the time.
You know
y'all
what?
Get one
I always
sunny
said
day?
I would never move there because my hair would be too frizzy.
Yeah, right? Well, my hair get frizzy. I just change it.
You know,
I'll take one off and put another one on.
Shots up for that right there.
But it is. It's a rainy state, but I'm loving the West Coast living because you know what?
It's the bomb.
I can bust my gun
That's
anytime
fire.
I want to. Shots fired.
Duck down.
You know what? I've got Jail Felony calling me on the other line. Can I pass you guys on hold for a second, click over to him, and then I'll see if he wants to make
No problem.
All right,
yeah, go ahead. You do your thing. The show is definitely going to go on. Yo, I'm definitely loving the remix session that we have, y'all. You know, I think it's very important that we bring quality music to the table because for a minute, I was like, yo, I ain't heard nobody do a remix in a while. And you knew it was a remix because they said, remix. Nobody does that. I'm not going to say
I got a PSA. Shout out to the Moo Cow that got me feeling righteous right now. So I understand how you feel it right now, Tay Black.
I'm feeling
nice. And on top of that, after the show, everybody join me. You know, since we're talking about remixes, I'm actually do some mixes that show where every last one of the hit songs is out right now, where they actually got them from. You know, because technically every song ever made is actually a remix of another song.
Okay.
Yeah, man. If I'm too toe up, yeah,
hey.
I'll be MIA.
Hey, Tay.
Yes, ma'am.
Tay, what you got on my bottle?
Yo, I got anything
got on my
you
40.
Want.
Got on my 40.
Got on my
40.
Got on my 40. They gonna leave her behind, is she?
Oh man, we got a root down, we got a low knee, rich, eat folded, bender over the table, but be sure that you bring my stallion back to my stable. Say, bruh, no elementary school ground playing. Not a $5 bill, but $500 on the real field. I'm on the level, stay mellow. No criticism from the fellows. Hello.
Hello.
During the high speed, but still don't tap the BB. I'm GD, Drew Bell.
Like night grill, I drop fever. So either put your father, or you got to leave it like Diva. Cause see ya, Niggy burping, broke a smoke, you slip all day. Go home and buy Big Tricky with his pretty then parlay. I got five of them, Hennessy, Seagrams, or Gordon. So this is how we do it like Montel Jordan. I'm from the Oakland City. Frank Nitty is a donut. I'm blowing it up like on the
over. Put your feet with my fin, best believe we'll bend. More corners than you thought to something right is bought. Most C-Zack, believe that. Where you from? Oakland.
Oakland.
Smoking in the tips to crack the chest plate. The zips be so fluffy, the whole town love me. At every event, I'm sacked up, so if you need, let's scream double O when you see me.
Get slacking revenue growth and just a little bit of lightweight slam boats and potent fumes linger, mighty clouds of northern lights. My expected victory bearing and you'll be violating my civil rights. I'm starting to feel my skrill, but perhaps today my skrill ain't filling me. For the simple fact that I'm off to the track where hella fools be. Pockets empty, pitching five, man, I'm thirsty. Took off my hat, passed it around.
Me and me falling through the head, coming dead plus. Yuck, let the lead bust. Ready to do a murder, main turns off the hurricane. Learn again. Witness what being off 250 equal. Me killing people like Jason, facing death every sequel.
Insane in the membrane.
Bring the pain like method, neglected. Smoking crisps at night to the brain for breakfast. Guzzle the Hindu, fence to do the evil that men do. Give me feed by shall proceed and continue.
I gotta be down, cause new styles are going down. Look around you, tunes from the moon spreading round and round you. Back to get my old one, they let me flow on. The 35 on it, yeah, I'm on
yeah,
it.
I'm
still
on
bringing satin for them draws. Velvet for the mic and got a pound for the cause. Rolling
up cannabis, the Tiva hitting the Mary Jane. Smoking a 5 before it's 12 o'clock, sipping on hurricane. Better to smoke on the endo, rolling up my window. Better go to the land, with a hand for the broccoli. When it comes to the sticky, I'm the man. Crush nasty, I'll be hitting the J so hard I earl. Falling on the floor, gonna have a stroke. THC ain't no joke. I got 5 on everything, let you know this is smoke. It's THC, about to hit it and crow.
A little short on some ends. Don't worry, I take care of that. I got 5 on that. I got you.
Welcome back, welcome back, y'all. It's your girl Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. You're a little short on that, baby. Don't worry about it. I got you. Got a little couple of ends. That was real pimp daddy shit at the end, y'all.
I got $2 on it. Cause hey. I love three.
Oh, my goodness.
$2, say? $2?
I got $2 on it.
Can I have $1? You bought the wine.
Use my other 3.
Can I have 5?
Oh, my goodness.
Yo, shit. Nice, Tay. Nice. At least why not? I said, why not? What you think? How do you think
I'm still laughing at why that. I said, why that? What did a remix do for an artist now versus what it do back in the day? Why that said nothing?
Yeah.
Damn, why that had a little bit of Mad Milk when he said it too? He said nothing.
He said, oh. Like, he was like, yeah, so, sorry. He was like, nothing. So bad. Oh, man.
Why not say fuck that shit down the toilet?
Word up. Oh, my goodness.
Why not say flush it, man? Flush it. Tay, I got your email. Tay just sent me another remix. I'm uploading it to the situation right here. But and Missy gonna send me one, too. But... I definitely got to put it out there because I ain't uploaded yet. But Tay sent me a banger. He sent me the Jodeci Freak in You remix.
Oh,
man.
There you go.
Oh.
And classic.
I know Genius was going to like that joint just off of the, the lyrical slippery that Ghostface and Raekwon did with that joint. I mean,
classic, man. That was like an urban love hip hop R&B track right there.
you know what remix I have to say I liked, and it's you know an older one. You can love me, you can hate me for it, whatever. But I liked what Chris Brown did with Umbrella.
You know what? I didn't hear it, but I'm
gonna check that out too because I didn't hear.
You don't remember? When Rihanna first came out with Umbrella.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and then
yeah.
he
now,
hopped
remember,
on it
remember,
and did Cinderella under the umbrella.
I remember.
Yeah.
And I loved how
yeah.
he was kind of, you know, addressing the things that she was saying. You know, I thought that was pretty cool.
Big shout out to Chris Brown, even though he kind of like lost his, he didn't lose his mind.
He didn't lose his brains yet.
He's
not almost
dead.
He's not 51.
He's almost
yet.
Dead.
He
lost a fight either.
Do you all mind? I've got J.O. who would like to get in on this. Is it cool if I give him a call on three-way and bring him on?
Oh, yeah, call him on three-way. J.O.B., go ahead, get him on a three-way. It's all love here.
Yep, so I will be back with you all in a minute, and I sent you two of them now. So,
okay.
All right, hold on one sec. I'll be right back.
All right, cool. Yo, you're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. Y'all know what it is. It's
Welcome
Front Line Friday.
Welcome to Diva Spot. Welcome to Diva Spot. All right, I'm calming down now. I'm back to normal.
Nah, we're going in.
It's from every K. Please listen
we
to the people.
Remix.
Yeah, right. Remix. That's what I was thinking, too. I'm like, remix. Y'all got to remix that joint right there. Larceny is going to be calling in a little bit later. That's my G right there. I definitely had a real tight conversation with Larceny. And, it was good. It's good to network with people, and a lot of people now, it's like a lot of business can't get done because everybody want to be a chief. It's either you going to live or you ain't going to live. It's either you going to buy or you not, and you. A lot of us waste a lot of time. Yeah.
Okay, we have Jay, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
So, I've got Jay O'Felony on with me, and, thank you all for having us.
No problem. Y'all now tuned in live. Welcome to the show. Y'all now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. Big round of applause for y'all for coming through.
Jail, what was it you were telling me earlier about, you know, making sure that I stay humble?
Huh?
I said, what was it you were telling me earlier today about making sure I stay humble?
You know, just stay grounded. You know what I'm saying?
But you know what? Getting things like round of applause like that, and
huh?
I said getting like rounds of applause like that, combined with Ciroc, you know, it makes it hard.
I mean, you got to stay grounded. You got to stay humble. One thing about this business and anything that you do, you know, you got to stay grounded on your square. You can change your circle, but don't let nobody knock you off your square. That's just point blank, period. I can change my circle because if the people in my circle or the investments in my circle is not working, I can change them, but I'll never let nobody knock me off my square.
That's
blank,
real
period.
Talk right there.
I think that a lot of people get so caught up on what's going on over there, what's going on over here, but you got to focus on your own thing. Don't worry about where it's at right now. If you stay consistent in what you're doing, eventually it's going to blow. Everybody gets their chance to blow, but I think a lot of us just want internet success. We want to push a button, and now we doing concerts, we selling 50,000 CDs and moving joints. We all booked for the next 3 months. That's not how it go. If there's no grind, there's no shine. Point blank, period.
That's real talk, and I mean, you know, it's very similar actually to a conversation that, again, J.O. and I did have this morning and whatnot. And I mean, like, you can, the only person's actions that you can control are your own.
Mm-hmm.
And everything. I don't know. So what's up, Dale?
What up with it?
Yeah, if Dale, let me ask you a question.
You know what I'm saying? I'm in the zone right now.
Most definitely. Let me ask you a question. What's one of your favorite remixes?
One of my favorite remixes?
Mm-hmm.
When Ice Cube remixed Check Yourself.
Redirect Yourself. Check Yourself.
Yourself.
What do you
like
think
that
a remix, what does a remix do for an artist right now versus what it did back in the day? Do you feel like there's still a lane or a opportunity for a remix to hit the charts?
I mean, it's possible, you know what I mean? It's possible, you know, anything's possible, but, you know, it just seems like shit moving fast, and the remix don't even seem like it don't stand on the legs that it used to stand on back in the day. You know what I mean?
Say that.
I mean,
so
can I
move on to the next song first?
Yeah, I mean, you're only as good as what you put out an hour ago, basically, is, you know, kind of the way I'm seeing things. But, like, you know how Crooked had started the Hip Hop Weekly thing, and, you know, there were the freestyles, and then everybody kind of jumped onto those and whatnot. Like, that seemed to work a little bit, you know, as far as just keeping, you know, something out there, like, every single week. But, I mean, again, like, it's really hard now. You're only as good as what you did, like, an hour ago.
Well, I think that's because we allow, you know, the corporate business to dictate the craft, and that should never happen. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Society should never dictate the artist, you know what I'm saying, and the artistry. You know, and that's something that we have the power to change. You know, we don't have to fall prey to, you know, what they're giving us and be content with that. You know, we can change that. We had a voice and the power to change that by, you know, taking an active role, especially if we're artists, producers, or whatever, you know, role that we have in this, even as consumers, you know, to not accept, you know, a lot of the things that are given to us. And trust me, they'll change because at the end of the day, this is a capitalistic system. It's about money. And if we're not making that money, then, you know, that's going to be a dead end.
Your record's only as good as the sales that's behind them.
But then at the end of the day, you can sell a million records, but if you don't know the business side of your craft, you might as well just give you $1 million away because you're getting jerked. That's why I rock with indie artists. I rock with independent artists. I rock with indie music. A lot of the music that get played on these shows and a lot of promo that we do is for indie artists. And the reason being that I'm not just going to play anything. It's a difference between hip-hop and it's a difference between rap. Hip hop is a culture. Hip hop is something you live. Hip hop is something you research. Hip hop is something you learn. Rap is just something you do. I can rap if I really wanted to. So I could put my 8-year-old up there and train him to rap. But the thing about it is now, it's what we support. important now. I got a palette. I pay for my palette. I grind for my palette. And any artist that's coming on my show, I didn't listen to your music with my Radio Raheems. I don't look at your video first. Don't send me your video. Send me the music. Because I'm looking for a couple of things when I'm listening to your music. I'm looking for if there's a message within the music. When you first come on, I don't need to hear a minute of your a minute of
shout out.
Yeah, I don't need to hear a minute of that. I want to hear the beat, and I want you to get right to the music, and then the hook. There it is, a minute of the hook. And then also that, I'm looking if you versatile. That's very important, and is your music radio ready? Because a lot of, now the new generation, not even all of them, I have to say all of them, but a lot of rappers now ain't doing nothing but rapping about drugs, sex, and money. That's it, and Scissor, and Becky, and my car. What else can you rap about? And now I understand that, you know, hip-hop and rap has changed so much that don't nobody want to be rapping about hard times. Now, we want to make money. You can still rap about hard times. That's where you came from. But at the end of the song, you must have had given me some type of information or inspiration to get up out of my situation and deal with it for what it is. Point blank, period. If you can't make music to move nobody, then you do not need to make music. Because I trash your shit. I would trash your song, point blank, period. I had an artist, he sent me some music, and it was trash. And I ain't going like, yo, this trash. I said, look, I need you to send me 3 more joints to show me that you versatile. Because I didn't get the message in your music, and all you was talking about is drinking, smoking, getting scissored, and getting Becky in the backseat of somebody else's shit.
Who is that?
Come on.
Who is that? Becky in the backseat.
I put him on blast. He know who
Becky
he is.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
That's pretty damn funny.
I ain't got to put him on blast. He know who he is. But, you know, I want to get back to the things where we respected our craft. When you went in the booth, you spent hours in there not smoking and drinking. Now niggas is going to the booth, and the majority of what they doing is like mad people in the booth now, and it's a smoke session. We could have stayed up out for that.
Well, wait, I gotta interject here. I gotta object. I mean, you know, me personally and everything, and I'm not a rapper or a hip hopper or whatnot, huh? You know, some people do very well, you know, when they, you know, pound, shout out to my COB family, Sauce Boss, smoke that dope and get in the booth, you know, and stuff. I mean, I think there's kind of room for both. And I don't know, like on a management side of things and a publicist side of things, you know, there's got to be material that appeals to, I think, every demographic. You know, you have to have your kind of like pop clubby song that's upbeat. You have to have, you know, your straight hood song and everything. You have to have your crossover song. You have to, I mean, I think in order to, you know, really get the sales and stuff like that right now, that you've got to have something that hits every level, basically. So, you know, you've got somebody who can relate to anything, you know.
I can definitely feel that right there. You being said you got to be versatile. You got to know how to move the market. Let's get some more Hotline Love, and then we're going to go into this crazy remix I got for y'all. I'm about to blow y'all mind. Let's go to 202-704. You're now live on Diva Spot Radio, ENT. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hello, this is Journey the Poet, and I'm calling from the DMV.
What up,
DMV? Oh, Journey the Poet is live in the building, yo. We got to give you a round of applause. We got to give you the 20th century, man.
What's going on?
Uh-oh. What's going on, Queen, man? Welcome to the show.
I better say something real good now after all of that. Wow. You know, I just wanted to just comment when you were asking a question about the purpose of the remix back in the day and how it stands now, and is there a difference? And I think it's a very big difference. I think back in the day, artists used to use the remix as a way to, you know, for longevity purposes for their song. Like, it's hot now, I'm gonna remix it, I can keep it on the air even longer. I'm going to bring artists on that can highlight the track and what I'm trying to say. And, you know, I think that was the purpose of it back in the day. Current times, I'm kind of feeling like, especially if you have a smaller artist that's coming up in the game, I feel like these larger artists sometimes get on a track that's hot, and it kind of exploits the up-and-coming artists. Like, one of the things, like, rather than you get in and we're going to make this track hot and we're going to promote whatever it is that we're saying or whatever it is, not to say it's always something that's, you know, that major, but I just think nowadays they're always trying to outdo the next person. And by the time these huge artists get done with it, you don't even remember the smaller artist that was coming up that came out with it in the first place. You know what I mean?
You right about that. You don't remember it because now these commercial artists, they got to it, and the person that came in was like, yo, remember that joint that Snoop Dogg and such and such did? And then they'll say nothing else about, you know, Young Dre that came out with it. They just know.
Exactly.
You right, yo. What's fucking Journey came and smashed it. You know, it is right, you know, that it is a competition. It is that Luminati, Willie Lynch syndrome, a lot of things going on around here. Like, it's, you know, pitching them against each other rather than us realizing that we control this. We control this market.
I mean, like to weigh in here, again, you know, from a management and publicity standpoint and everything, you know, it's like artists that you work with and everything, again, you're only as good as what you just put out and stuff. And, I mean, if a bigger artist comes and, you know, remixes and, you know, does something over your shit or whatnot and everything, you need to step your bars up and step your game up. You know,
you
I think
you
kind of give that motivation.
Management. But this is my thing, as management, you know, as you doing management, as you doing the PR, when does it get to the point that anybody incorporates hip-hop back into it? I'm tired of hearing this, doing it with no hands. I'll be damned if I see a little
girl. Can I interject something?
Hold on
1 second,
Genius.
They're in D.C. right now, and I'm ready to walk the block their asses right out of here. Seriously.
Yeah,
like.
I'm like, when does it get to the point that we say, you know what, this right here, we not going to put out. I know it's kind of made me naive for me to think that we should go back and pay homage to hip-hop, the culture, where it came from, before we let this BS come out.
Yeah.
Because sipping on some scissor, sipping on some sip. Are y'all serious? I'm sipping on scissor. I'm cough serving it up? Like, for real? Oh, man. I just got disgusted. Genius, go ahead, sir. Because now I got to get some knives to make me feel better. Now I'm going to bring me back.
Definitely. That's important. I mean, me, you know, I take it personally. You know, I was there during the birth of hip-hop and just music, you know, period. I'm a fan of, and, you know, I take the craft very seriously. And when you begin to, you know, commercialize something, it degrades it. And not to knock the people that got to smoke, you know, or drink to go in the booth, but, you know, from a managerial standpoint, because you said you're a manager, that's destroying their longevity. And if they were smart, then, you know, let that go. Because you should be able to do that because you're talking about their health and their mind state and well-being.
Okay, let me pose this question to you.
Some artists are better after they smoke, yo.
Let me pose this question to you. Eminem.
So that means that I have to only see you perform when you high?
Eminem.
No, I'm not saying that. It's just...
He was better when he was on drugs and stuff, or, I mean, you know, I think there's a big contrast. And, you know, I'm not saying you have to or whatnot, but, you know, again, number one, if you can have fun with what you're doing and your job, why not do it? You know, if you're able to do it, number one. Number two, you're having to put out so much stuff because of the internet. You know, you have leaks. You have, you know, again, anybody who's got, you know, GarageBand at this point, you know, I can sit here and record, you know, a remix of one of, you know, J.O.'s songs or something like that and post it up in the next 20 minutes. And, you know, you've got Ustream, you've got YouTube. So it's like you've got all these things that take away, you know, take management out of it, take labels out of it and everything like that. It's just, you know, what the people are doing. And so you've got to be able to, again, be able to, you know, step your game up and be able to capture their attention. I mean, J.O., you've been in the industry for a long time. You know, you've seen how it's changed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it definitely has changed a lot. But, you know, even as a whole, like you said, as management, you know, you have to adapt to some of the things that they're doing, point blank, period. You have to adapt to some of the things they're doing. But that's what, you know, if I was to start a label or run a label, there are going to be qualifications and certain things that you have to do. I'm not saying that you can't smoke or drink on your own time, but when you come to the beef, when you come to the booth, it's grind time. There is no room for smoking in my booth, drinking in my booth, because the thing about it is people get drunk and high and they become Johnny Dangerous. And then the next thing you know, this is going to happen.
I need it from the top. This is history, baby. Commissioner Steve Stout, Lenny, Godson, what up? D Block, what up? Braveheart, what up? Yeah, yeah, yo, ain't nothing but trouble guard. When I kick in the door with D-Block, Bravehearts, and the double R, don't make me let the machine off. This is methadone music that you can lean off. Made you look, the remix with me up on it. I cop your shit, now I break weed up on it. And everything is real, I see. Like my niggas that been home, but they only got a jail ID. I help the game, it ain't help me. The top five dead or alive, and that's just off one LP. And I still buzz, they feel cuz, cause they know the flow ill, just like Will was. I'm just trying to make sure that my son wealthy, out of shape, but I make sure that my gun's healthy. I'm an ape, you can't stand Kiss. Coming through the hood in the Aston Vanquish, the color of dandruff. They said we jumped them, I just let the gun snuff them. Copy the turbo soon as they uncuff them. This goes out to all of your mans. Why put you in a verse when I could put you in a car in a van? D-Block.
They shooting. I made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. With them gangsters, with them dimes at. They shootin'. I made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book.
Yeah.
Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. With them gangsters at. With them dimes at.
I'm from the school of hard knocks, sneak peeks, and low blows. Where X's mark spots and kitchens mark O's. Where love's gon' get ya and hate is gon' sit ya. And finger squeeze triggers like boa constrictor. This the Mr. Luda, Jada and Nas. And our bullets give you a deep tissue massage. So hear the song and dance while I make these ends. You never stood half a chance like Siamese twins. They shootin'. Look in the barrel. Then he made the front page of the Miami Herald. A shot to view. Snouses with solid doom. We in that A-Town Journal as violent goon. Used to print my information. Quote my rhyme and keep me in between these New York and L.A. times. I'm just a victim of society. It's Chris the Menace. With most shit out on the streets and evicted tenants. Go!
They shooting. I made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. With them gangsters, with them dimes at. They shootin'. I made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. With them gangsters at, with them dimes at. Shovel, Wiz, Nation. We got them scared, look. We got them scared, they running. I grasp the ratchet, the blinky, the biscuit, the burner. The heat, the toaster, the twister, you meeting your owner. The banger, the hammer, the flamers, I aim at the cannons, the canyon. Manhandling you, you'll be famous, I cancel you. And cut, that's the end of your movie. Pretending you acting like you and your men to come shoot me. My tennis shoes Gucci, old school, pea soup green. Dean Lee suit on Viva, Flico champagne. Friday the 13th, my CD drop. I rhyme the more bass than Easy Rock. I'm Jason, call a PD, watch some Bravehearts. Jungle and Wiz, the Nation. Ill wear rocks, the lake, never villain in space. On TV or pictures, and we be them niggas. Sorry, out, I made you wait long. Glad the fake on. We shooting, squeezing them triggers with Luda beside me. Me and Kiss get loonies of weed, sit the style speed. Tell him, hold his head, God, son, God, and we made y'all look. From San Quentin to Rikers Island to Green. Sing.
In the morning and I ask myself, is life worth living, should I blast myself? I'm tired of being poor and even worse, I'm black, my stomach hurts, so I'm looking for a person.
bro. Get it back to the kids, who the hell cares? One less hungry mouth on the welfare. First ship them, don't let them deal with brothers. Give them guns, step back, watch them kill each other. It's time to fight back, that's what Huey said. Two shots in the dark, now Huey's dead. I got love for my brothers, but we can never go nowhere unless we share with each other. We gotta start making changes. Learn to see me as a brother instead of two distant strangers. And that's how it's supposed to be. How can the devil take my brother if he's close to me? I let it go back to when we played as kids, but then that's the way it is.
That's just the way it is.
I wonder what it takes to make this one better place, let's erase the waste. Take the evil out the people, they'll be acting right. It's both black and white, and smoke a crack tonight. And the only time we kill is when we kill each other. If they kill, then we real time to heal each other. And although it seems evident, we ain't ready to see a black president. It ain't a secret, don't conceal the fact. The penitentiary's black, and it's filled with black. But some things will never change. Try to show another way, but you're singing in the dope game. Now tell me what's a mother to do. Being real don't appeal to the brother in you. You gotta operate the easy way, but you made it in a sleazy way. Sell a crack to the kids.
Big shout out. I had to get a mute situation going on.
because I was saying the same thing. That's the sad thing about it. I was in my head like, what the f-? Okay. But we gonna bring it over to Tay. Let's do this. We about to do Tay's corner, so let's go ahead and set Tay up because he over there drinking on that damn wine.
This is why you can't have two divas working together like that. You can't have Journey the Poet and Mary Kay tag team because they gonna lie, yo. When y'all hit me up, I was just shaking my head at Diva, Mary Kay, and Journey. These new niggas, man. Anyway, you know what I mean? First, I want to give a shout out.
But anyway.
I want to Bronx Chick for Life and all these little shout outs I'm giving right now, they Twitter names. So Bronx Chick for Life. I want to give a shout out to Miss 99 Candy 702. I want to give a shout out to BK Martin. He got a website. All my indie artists, I need to network because that's the topic of the discussion tonight. Go to a website. It's called areyouinthatmoodyet.com. This is an indie blogger, you know what I mean? And he promotes nothing but the dopest hip hop, all indie artists. Y'all need to check him out. It's BKMAARTEN. That's his at on Twitter. Shout out to Ebby the teacher. Shout out to Miss Kendra 504. Shout out to Cappuccino 504. Shout out to Miss Preston.
Cappuccino, that's our cook.
Yeah, that's our cook. Shout out to our cook for Diva Spot on Frontline Friday. Shout out to Abyss and shout out to Miss Isis. And more in particular, you know what I mean? I want to plug up my folks. Miss Kendra 504, she's the R&B queen of the Bayou. You can peep her. EP is called Portrait of a Woman. It's on iTunes. Or you can go to www.kendrawilliams.com. I want to give a big shout out to the Horseshoe Gang, B.O.B. The album Virus Squad is out. It's on iTunes. Or you can copy.
Shout out to Vice.
Yep. Shout out to my homie at Vice, too, C.O.B. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Diva Mary Kay because she over there holding it down herself. Go get them hard copies, though, for Virus Squad. CrookedEye.BigCartel.com, or you can go to PlanetCobb.com. That's all my plugs and my promo. Shout out to DJ NEC. The topic of tonight, you know what I mean, and the reason I had to do it like that was about networking, man, and the importance of networking. Whenever I'm on the show, I always like to give a shout out to Future Guru 100 because he was one of the main reasons why I got this opportunity to be on the line with y'all tonight. Because of networking and really working with the people that's around you and really using them and taking advantage of all their skills, their abilities, and their connections, you can get a lot further than you think. Just because someone appears to be one way on the surface or on the surface only, you know, provides one kind of service to you, don't think that they can't do more for you. You know what I mean? Build with those people. Link with those people. You know what I mean? Pick their brains. If they've been in the game a little bit longer than you, really see what's good. See what makes them tick. Because you never know how they can come back later on and help you. You know, people remember a good listener. You know what I mean? If somebody's there, they got information and knowledge to share, and you open to it and real receptive to it, they take that in consideration. Like, you know what? Faye Black, man, that dude, when I had, some advice, he was really open to it and real receptive to it. I'm going to spread the word and put him down with something. And that's what it's all about. I had a homeboy, Slate Stone. Shout out to Slate Stone.
Shout out to Slate Stone.
When I was looking for promo. You know, last year for my mixtape, Tattered Dreams, which is out now, got hard copies, Dat Piffet. But when I was looking for promo for my project, you know, I hit Slate up because I know he's like a networking maniac. You know what I mean? And he always preaches network, network. I hit him up and I was like, yo, who do you trust for promo? First person out of his mouth, yo, Future Guru 100. You know what I'm saying? And like, it only took probably, I want to say within an hour of hitting Google up, Google was like, yo, you know what I mean? You on board, you on deck. I'm going to go ahead and start tweeting your links out. You know what I'm saying? Hadn't even, you know what I mean, really had a really chance to really build with that man yet. He just built with me off of the strength. And a lot of times when you network with people, other people that you work with can be that mouthpiece for you. You know what I mean? Slate Stone put in a good word for me, and then he put me on the Future Guru. Now Guru put me on the Diva, and look where I'm at today. You know what I mean? Just off of one initial conversation with Diva and her telling me, you know, I want to feature you on the show. Shout out to my homie Y-Dot, my dude Y-Dot. I'm like, okay. after a great, phenomenal show, you know, Mad Chemistry, she had me on deck, and I've been up here, you know, holding strong with her ever since. So the power of networking, you know, you definitely want to focus in on that. I don't care if you run across a person and they say they like your music and they just got a regular old office 9-to-5. You never know who that person knows. They could be the big cousin, sister, uncle, aunt to, you know, somebody you might be trying to work with in the industry or somebody you really need to work in the industry. You never know those connections. So really be receptive to people. Don't ever turn anybody down, you know, because whether or not they can do something for you, if they say they down to listen to your music or support your cause, that's somebody that you want to have in your corner because they do that unconditionally. You ain't had to give them a dime and they say they down for you. Those are the people you have to network with because they'll network with you, you know what I mean, without having any money, you know, to name or anything like that. But that's just been my take on networking. All those people I shouted out today, those are people that I'm interconnected with, whether they're through Guru, through other people, you know what I mean? I really take my relationships through Facebook and when I network and Twitter real seriously, especially when they own my music and about their business. And I think every artist, every indie artist, whether you rap, you sing, whether you a DJ, whether you do promo, whether you're trying to do it like Diva Mary Kay, whatever your business is, you know what I mean, network with folks. But I'm going to turn it back over to Diva and see how she feels about networking.
Oh, network is very important. And I first want to give a shout-out to Future Guru 100. Future Guru 100 put me on. You know, when we were talking about it, he was like, yo, you got a lot of food, but you need a bigger plate. So big shout out to Future Guru 100 for introducing me to that. When he introduced me to Tay Black, he like, look, here's an artist right here. He hot, listen to his music. I'm like, oh, that's what it is. So, you know, me being a customer service and him being the marketing and the promotion, I reached out to Tay, let him know what it was. Big shout out to Genius, always been riding with me. Big shout out to Y-Dot. Big shout out to Tay Black. Big shout out to Lush Radio Online. Also, big shout out to my Twitter fam, Kareema. Big shout out to her. Big shout out to Tech Deep. I like what Tech Deep said. I put the question out earlier today about the remix situation. He said a remix could be something positive, something negative, but it usually just keep the original song current. So it usually end up cool. And that's what Journey the Poet was saying. And also big shout out to Illusion 816. He said a remix promotes the original song, and if the remix is hot enough, it's going to make the charts, which he is definitely right about that. But I got to give a shout out to Larceny too. Big shout out to Larceny. Big shout out to all my Feed the Wolves. Big shout out to Bangle Smurf, Money Mo, Five Alive, Domination, Ferrari S, Six Lord, South Pot of Dawn, Low Pro. Big shout out to everybody over there on the team, Mikey T, the movie star, Ricky Red. Big shout out to everybody in because it's networking. It's very important that I'm here to build long-term relationships. I'm not here for quickies. I've had a couple of people come at me like, yeah, I just want to give my artist a quick feature on your show. Nah, I'm not here for that. I ain't here for a one-night stand. I want to be able to keep hitting that shit. Why wouldn't I? I don't want to just hit it one time. I want to hit it a dozen times. For real. I want to hit it a dozen times because quick money is slick money, y'all.
Yeah.
Understand that. It's good for right then and there, but quick money is slick money. And this ain't no little punk feature on my show. No, you get promoed on my show for a month. We do promo, and we do it at a very cheap price, $100 a month for the promo. You're getting features. You're getting your music spin. You're getting put out there, your tweet, your reverb, over almost 10 different social networking sites, and it's out on the street. It's going to the colleges as well. So it's about that initial investment, especially when you're networking. For my artists that's networking with your promoters, if you want to pay a promoter to promote your stuff, first of all, do the background history on them. Look and see what they doing. Scope them out. You know, it's like scoping out a spot where you're going to start moving your product at. The second thing is any promoter that's doing business and is registered, they either have, even if it's online or whatever, you want to make sure that this promoter is willingly ready to give you a receipt for their services. Doing promo and networking with your promoter is good because anything that you do as far as promotion, you can get that back on your taxes. great business sense. You want to get that back on your taxes. Anything you do as well is promotion. So when it comes to promoting yourself and promoting your music, you're branding yourself. You're just not putting yourself in the eye. We got to start thinking more of branding. Diva Mary Kay is branding herself. I'm branding the shows. All my shows is recorded, and I'm registered. So you go in, and Genius was, you know, putting me up on a situation where I can start to take the shows and sell the shows, make a profit off of the show. Because there's going to be certain parts that I know people didn't took from my shows already because we always bugging out. But the thing about it is you branding yourself. You want to make sure you're doing something for a long-term success. Because it ain't just Diva Mary Kay Radio. We got Diva Mary Kay Tees and Totes coming. We got Bagel Smurf Feed the Kids. That's coming. Big shout out to Bagel. We over in Trinity doing it big. But I'm made plans with Bagel in the future, networking in the future, to be a representative for him over here in the States with Feed the Kids, Feeding the Nation. We got to have some type of meat and potatoes and a real reason why you doing this rather than just get money. Because if you love what you're doing and if you're genuine about it, you 100, you going to make money. And like Missy said before, she said you as good as what you the last thing that you put out. And she's right. You are as good as the last joint that you put out. But the joint that you put in it out, are you just putting it out there to be in the eye right now rather than making a difference or either making a impact for years later? Just like we playing these remixes, DMX, Biggie, Tupac, Maya Angelou, they did and said stuff that was going to affect us years, decades down the line. So if you think it's short term, if you just want to get a quick nut from Diva Mary Kay, it ain't going to happen. Because I need to hit it a couple of more times before I decide I don't want to mess with it no more. I want to hit it, and then I want to bust my gun. That's what I want to do. I want to hit it, and then I want to bust my gun after I do it because I'm looking to develop long-term relationship. This is a family situation over here, and if you and my camp, you know we family. We deal with life on life terms, and that's what a lot of things. Everybody just want to get, you know, it's like being a head of a rat master, and you got all these mice, and you throw them in this maze. And you only concerned with the rat that's going to find your cheese the fastest. I want to deal with the rat that's going to find my money. So you need to look around at your whole management, your label, anybody that's in your team. You need to look around and see if they have your best interest at hand. Or are they just rocking with you so they can be able to get a little bit of piece of cheese? Because they ain't trying to get their own. They're trying to eat off of you.
Mm-hmm.
We call them new niggas.
Freaking clowns.
Yeah, they gonna eat. They
should definitely consider networking with people that they feel like are doing a good job too. You know what I mean? Don't be.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you gotta humble yourself. You know what I mean? If you see somebody doing some good work, or you know of somebody through somebody else, say, hey, you know what I mean? I like the management style that your folks got for you. You know what I'm saying? Is there any way I can get in contact with that person? Don't be proud, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't be scared to ask somebody, you know what I mean? There is no dumb questions, and you never know the response, you know what I mean? You never know. Somebody could have been like, you know what, I was waiting on you to approach me, you know what I mean? But I didn't think you had your business together. But the fact that you came up to me, let's work, and that could be another opportunity. When opportunity knocks, we go get it.
Now, that's what.
I'm glad you said that, because, I mean, I always say humility is golden, and you should never be afraid to, you know, to speak, you know what I'm saying? And like you said, networking, get involved, you know what I'm saying? Go to showcases, you know? It's like, I'm a member of ASCAP. They have a showcase in every city, in every state, you know, even around the world, every month, you know, where you can actually network with artists, producers, managers, no matter what, you know, area, you know, or the industry you're trying to get into. And that's just one company. There are many that actually do, you know, different things, you know. So you definitely got to get involved. And like Tay said, you definitely got to, you know, network. Actually talk and interact and build relationships with people, you know what I'm saying? Especially like on the social networks. Like, I'm a big supporter of indie artists. you know, I can't count how many DMs I get a day where people send me links to music and things like that. You know, but some of them people never even said, hey, how you doing today?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's up? You know, establish a relationship with a person. I don't have a problem retweeting. I mean, it's nothing to push a button, hey, retweet. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, reach out to a person and really build a real relationship because you never know where that may take you. You know, like Tay said, because you never know who that person may know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because that person may can, you know, may hold element of what you need to get where you're trying to go, and you don't even know it or not. And definitely, I always say as well is, you know, impressions is everything. You know, sometimes you have to watch what you say and watch how you approach people as well. You can't talk to everybody the same way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you cannot speak
and
to
especially
everybody.
Especially in this business, you know, professionalism is very important. Like I think the lady, the queen that was speaking before when she was talking about the studio, and I think even you, Queen, you know, when you was talking about, when we was talking about the smoking and drinking, I had to throw somebody out of the studio just yesterday. You know what I'm saying? I don't knock what a person do, you know, but do that on your own time. I paid too much for the stuff that I had to have somebody smoking and drinking around my stuff. I'm sorry. You can do it outside. Police come, they running in, they locking me up. I ain't got time for that. You know,
yeah, that's
saying?
My thing.
So
if, you
about,
to,
you know,
if you're
professionalism,
smoking your drink
and
on, get your smoking your drink on before you come to the booth. You know, just get your smoking. And I'm not knocking nobody for what they do.
Yeah.
Just get your smoking your drink on before you come to the booth. Because usually after smoking and drinking, people start acting like new niggas. And that's what we're
doing. Niggas all around the world. Yeah. I'm about ready to put y'all up on something else, man.
Put us up
yeah.
on
it. It's part two of the Ross.
Yeah,
okay. Y'all know what it is. The remix, you know what I mean?
All right.
Anything ill you see?
Whoa, I know that. Yeah.
Like, for instance, Black Robbers, whoa.
Oh, no doubt.
Bad Boys, whoa.
No doubt.
That's it. That's it.
Nigga on the Black Rob track light.
Whoa.
Brick City where we smack cops backlight.
Whoa.
My whole crew's on pieces in the deep light.
Whoa.
Juicy lips, big deep light.
Whoa.
Don't trip on the mic. I'm the
deep
light. Be the illest when I spit. See my flicks like.
Whoa.
Chicken heads wanna know where I shop like.
Whoa.
Rob single knocking
right.
out they slot like. Everywhere, honey, go catch up me like
whoa.
Digger putting TVs on the cotties like whoa. Draw first featured on the score like
whoa.
Sports trying to run up in my drawers like
whoa.
Come on, nigga got smoke and I'm freak the funk. H-Town where they lean, ATL where they crunk like
whoa.
Shout to everybody I know. High pro, nice soul, my show, like
whoa,
like whoa.
She's come through with the E-pills like
whoa.
A bunch of white following like
whoa.
They pulling my pants down. I'm like,
whoa.
They giving me now. Be all like,
whoa.
She swallowed the hose. I'm like,
whoa.
The was thick. The back shot was like,
whoa.
Daddy long stroke. Give them to him like,
whoa.
She's the lead back with a chrome like,
whoa.
My blow finally like,
whoa.
Cock it back, squeeze one more time like,
whoa.
You wanna be big? Picture that.
Whoa.
I'm a flame, yo. Right where you said it at.
Whoa.
Your flow ain't.
Whoa.
Your crew ain't.
Whoa.
Your ice ain't.
Whoa.
Your Benz ain't.
Whoa.
Black Rob, Mafia, Smoke Joe, get dough.
Whoa.
Nice, nice pose like.
G
Dep, spit fire like.
Whoa.
Bust two through your tire like.
Whoa.
Tying up the getaway driver like.
Whoa.
Frontin' like you live, but we live like.
Whoa.
Get electrified, try to touch it like.
Whoa.
You reach wrong, might lose your arm like.
Whoa.
Got the detonator in my palm like,
whoa.
3, 2, 1, hit the bomb like,
whoa.
I'm a beast, born in the belly like,
whoa.
Excursion, stolen Pirellis like,
whoa.
I don't think it's nothing y'all can tell me that,
whoa.
So I'ma just wreck the show, get the dough like,
whoa.
Wait, stop the tape, I live a fast life, and I only stop the cake like,
whoa.
My, get dough, get low, hit the flow, hit the flow like,
whoa.
When get wet, it's real juicy like. You f*** up my tech, I'm calling Lucy like. I fell off in the club 20 deep like. Lit up about 5 to peace like. When my news drop, don't be like. When the 34 B's fill up the bro, they like. When you see the size of my, they like. When the chrome rims down on the neck, they like. I sparkle on every favorite like. Same who said the Goldie 810 linger like. What? I'm on requested life. I'm unrestricted, my perfected life. The got jazzy, I had to slap a life. When they asked me to rap, a tight close.
Yeah. Whoa, whoa.
Siegel came to set up shop. You gotta.
Whoa.
Every time I step on a block, they like.
Whoa.
Them youngins see the print of the group. Be like.
Whoa.
Every time I'm spinning a block, they like.
Whoa.
Talk about, can I go? I'm like,
whoa.
I'm all about the dough, ain't got no time for no.
Whoa.
You catch me on the block for my grind with the.
Whoa.
Taking lines up the nose straight.
Whoa.
Got them coming back every time, like,
whoa.
I got them doing petty crimes, like,
whoa.
They do anything for the gun, like,
whoa.
They know my wow. Fresh off the boat, like,
whoa.
I grip stuff for us when hit your stuff. Come through in the truck slow, like,
whoa.
My dick show, dick lock, dick out, dick low, dick low.
I
like
had
four.
Seen a 9-5 like whoa. Broke like a dog like whoa. Robert lives in Midtown like whoa. Plus I'm on the run for my PO like whoa. I'm never straight with stakes on the flow like whoa. Taking commissary flipping like whoa. Now y'all see the guard on TV, you like whoa. Doing my dance with BD like whoa. Now I got the house and my whip is like whoa. Jewels heavy up, the ice clear like whoa. Lock 11 makes me tired like whoa. So I threw the label on my back like whoa. And more less, more so, I ripped it torso. I live the fast life, come through in the X5 like whoa. Mine like dough, like bro, nice bro, mind flow, nice flow, like whoa.
It ain't over yet, man. You know how the DJs, y'all gotta spin it back around and start up from the top. I ain't even gonna make you do that on this remix. We gonna keep it going. We gonna give you a little taste of the Woe Young Gun. Bad boy, baby. We won't stop, cause we can't stop.
Keep a stainless on my hip like, should've seen the tips like, put it to your face for the cake like, expert 6 in your shirt like, sin is the problem in Harlem like, born in BK with a, got with Beyond for the bar like, bees on my back fit the like, had the cool on smoking Newport, did the video that had the feds like, flow off the heezy talking wheezy like, she's a GB so she easy like, God bless for the dough I pop the boom, come through with the flow, flow like, whoa.
North Carolina, I'm the
whoa.
This be good to them like
whoa.
Smoke neck bones and a pot of rice.
Whoa.
I know I ain't right, but hit you with a jacket chain chop like
whoa.
Chase you with a half a water pipe like
whoa.
Y'all keep acting like y'all can't get it. Around and had to lose your balance like,
whoa.
Cause I'll slap the beauty pie on you like,
whoa.
Man, we'll get this on, crunk like,
whoa.
And tell this, pull the fuck like,
whoa.
More left, more.
Well, so I ripped your song, so I live the fast life. That joint right there is definitely whoa. That was
yeah.
My joint right there. That was a crazy joint. That remix. The reason why I like that remix is there's mad people on there. Rob Diggle was on there. Shout out Jersey. Lil C's was on there. G Dep was on there. The Brat was on there. Vinny Siegel was on there. Well, Joe Hooker. Joe Hooker was on there. The Mad Rapper was on there. And Sean. It was mad people on there. That was definitely a hot joint right there. That was a crazy remix. That was whoa. The song was already good itself when Black Rob first came out with it. But when they did the remix, it was whoa. And shout out to Rod Digger. Rod Digger, my G, man. The last thing I know that Rod Digger did, she had dropped the album. I think the album was Everything is a Story. Yeah, I think it was called Everything is a Story, and that was back in 2004.
Nah, she dropped a joint recently. I think it was last year. I think the whole joint by Knox. I can't remember what it was called exactly, but you could look it up. It's it just came out last year, but she got some fire though.
She did have that one and said this ain't no little kid rap. She did drop it. It was in September.
Yeah.
It was handled by Nazi. You're right about that. Definitely big shout to Rod Digger. That's our joint right there. What will Frontline Fridays be without Hot Mess News? I love Hot Mess News.
I don't know. Is it a diva in me that loves Hot Mess News?
Yes.
They said yes. After you took a sip, I'm still dry. I still ain't got a glass, but it's all right. It's ladies' night tonight, ladies, and me and my queens is going out after the shows. Big shout out to all the honey bunnies that stay at home with the kid or with the kids while the ladies go out and chill and go out to eat or whatever, get our pamper on, get our drink on. So big shout out to the dudes that hold the home down so the queen can have a lady night, ladies' night out. I think that's very, very fly.
Yes.
Let's see. I did have some hot mess news about Kobe, but I'd rather not speak on Kobe. Me speaking on Kobe, I'd rather flush the toilet than speak on Kobe and his hot mess news. There it is. Diva has no love for Kobe. But this is funny. Lil Wayne's security arrested for impersonating a police officer. That was funny as hell.
A federal offense when you impersonate a police officer?
Yes, it is. It's definitely a federal offense when you impersonate a police officer. But what's so funny that the hot mess news of the day is Gucci Mane still in jail and the family won't post bail. That ain't nice. Rapper Gucci Mane is reportedly still behind bars today after being arrested for pushing a woman out of a vehicle. As previously reported, Mane was taken into police custody Friday and charged with battery and violating his probation. According to the authorities, Gucci was arrested on a warrant that he intentionally caused visible bodily harm to an unarmed female by pushing her out of a moving vehicle. Now, RumorFix.com reports that Mane is still in custody at the DeKalb County, Georgia jail and still waiting for someone to post $5,700 bill. That's $5,700, man. That ain't shit. $5,700 bill. If and when he makes bail, however, the rapper will reportedly be taken to a Fulton County prison where he'll serve time for the probation violation. He faces up to 2 years in prison. That's jacked up.
That's
hot mess, dude. Gucci. Burr. It's cold in that jail cell. And his family won't post bail. Maybe they won't post bail because he's going to prison anyway. What's the point of losing? I don't know. Hold on.
I don't know. That's just like an interesting situation. Because I went to, I think it was Ghetto News Flash. Shout out to, yo, like, they were saying that, you know, he got a Lambo, he got all this bread and all that, but his folks ain't posting that bail. And they were saying that it might be on some, you know, tough love type stuff. So, who knows? I don't know. Is he still under Waka Flocka's mom's management? They still on the same management joint?
I think so.
Maybe some tough love. Maybe they're just trying to get them right.
To act right.
Yeah, something. I don't know. I mean, I couldn't because that.
But pushing somebody out of a moving car, like, Gucci, what was you thinking? You know, I can see pull over and say, you know, get out of my car. But, damn, you push somebody out. She probably said, I ain't going nowhere. That's not cool. You could have killed that girl. But now I'm looking at more hot mess news. The FBI released files. This was on April the 15th, today, 2011. The FBI released files related to the death of Tupac Shakur. The news came out just days after the FBI released a 359-page document surrounding the death of rapper Christopher Notorious B.I.G. Wallace. In the 102-page document outlining Shakur's murder, the report states Tupac Amir Shakur, 1971 to 1996, was an American
rap music artists. Their release consists of a 1997 investigation into allegations that the death threats had been made against Shakur and another rap artist by a domestic terrorist group. The domestic terrorist group reported as the Jewish Defense League is believed to have participated in an extortion scam against Shakur, NWA rapper Eazy-E, who died from AIDS in 1995, and other rap artists. Despite the JDL being named in the FBI reports, a direct relation retaliation to the organization and the murders of Shakur has not been made. Tupac was shot and killed in Los Angeles, September 1996, at the age of 25. That's hotness. Are y'all serious? Y'all mean to tell me out of all things that y'all can do, y'all came back with a Jewish Defense League?
JDL.
Tupac, I love you, baby. I love you, Tupac. He died at 25. Rest in peace to Tupac. He died, you know, it's been years. It's been years in 1996. And now we in 2011. And y'all talk about a Jewish Defense League? Is you serious? This is some hot. All right. I ain't going to blow. I ain't even drunk at all. I'm about to say, I ain't going to blow my drunk. I'm still dry. I haven't even had a drink yet, but that's ridiculous. They don't love you till you're gone, man, and they don't miss you till you damn leaving. I say it just like that. That is the hot mess news for today. You're now tuned in live to Diva Squad Radio, ENT. I got my co-host live in the building, Tay Black. Let's get into more of this remix music. If you're messing with the same girl, this for you, man.
This is the remix.
Ho!
Tails are shinty.
Ho!
Sauce and heart in the club.
Yeah.
We about to triple up.
Whoa, whoa.
Teddy. Unfortunately, y'all don't know me, but I couldn't help but overhear what y'all was saying about TTC. I know her too, obviously so do you, so I'm gonna get in this conversation too. Do she got a crib,
yep,
by the Waffle House,
yep,
to show you that thing that she be doing with her mouth.
Man,
you know how to cock them legs back, the greatest sex in your life,
yep.
Yeah, I know, cause she's my wife.
Wait a minute, hold on, dog.
Nigga, ain't no hold up, back up.
Damn.
That nigga's gonna make me act up.
Damn.
I'm not him, buzzing my hands for her, your body stirring up back up. And you just can't tell me that you didn't see that ring on her finger. I'm even trying to help her be a singer. That's why she was at that party in Atlanta. When I told her ass not to go out to Chicago.
Just wait one goddamn minute. You can't do the remix without putting some aura in it.
Cause I hit it first, square business. If the Ritz in the shot, square business. If the candle the first, square business. Nigga, I ain't got a lot, square business. She's my shawty, my tenderoni, my booty call when I'm horny. Hi, I'm Bobby, this is Whitney. When we getting high, spent that money, played that game. Got good brains, she made it rain. She's my limp and I'm her cane. Should we talking about the same? She call me big ol' head, and I call her bobblehead. The way she wiggle it when I'm hitting from the back up in my bed. And the way she be screaming my name. And the way she be giving me brain. And when it's over, she say, Kelly, you got the game. So back up to your hips, gon' cause you some pain. No matter what you want, call her Can I flip it? Can I flip it? You can flip it, you can flip it. Snap your fingers, snap your fingers, snap your fingers, snap your fingers.
Yeah. Yeah, y'all, yeah. I like this. If you're in the club, let me see you two-stepping right now. Come on. Put your thumbs on. Put your thumbs on. We're about to take over the radio right now, y'all.
stand by. We got T-Pain in here. We got Usher in here. We got Kells in here. We got all the ballers, the ladies, you know what I'm saying? Come on, y'all sing this part with me.
I'm in the club with a drink in my hand. Starting hard, looking like about a 100 grand. Ready to spin it all, so shorty, take it all. Just call the club a gym, cause a nigga ready to ball. Think I'll buy the bar, leave with her in my car. Hit it with my stunners on like a rock star. I know y'all think I'm crazy, tails on wild. B.I.H., this is just a freestyle.
Now usually I don't do this, but hey. I'ma go ahead on and do it. Hey. Come on, snap your fingers with me, Michael Jackson style.
Snap your finger, do your step. You can do it all by yourself. Snap your finger, do your step. You can do it all by yourself.
Pipe of R&B, y'all.
Whoa,
follow me.
Yeah.
Chicago and them.
Oh, yeah.
Don Juan and them. Yeah. GCI and them. This is for y'all. The remix.
And I know that it's somebody's birthday tonight somewhere. And I know somebody's gonna celebrate tonight somewhere. I know
one thing for sure,
I'm gonna put on my dancing shoes
and I'ma hit the door
and go out and step the whole night through.
Repost, everything. Told a friend to tell a friend is definitely what it's all about. If you want to support Diva Mary Kay by making a donation and supporting Diva Spot Radio, go to www.divaspotent.blogspot.com. Again, that's www.divaspotent.blogspot.com. Hit the donate button and donate to Diva Spot to keep the lights on. You already know we going hard. Big shout out to everybody that's tuned in tonight, man. I'm so thankful to have a palette and to be able to express my hip hop. I like that. I can express my hip hop. I'm gonna express myself at this Mexican restaurant in a few minutes too. Take us out of here, man. Oh, big shout out. Big shout out to Genius. Genius is also doing this thing. Go ahead and take us out of here, man.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to everybody that tuned in tonight. Shout out to all the people I gave shout out to. All them links, all that music y'all was talking about. Y'all make sure y'all peep that. Big shout out to Diva Mary Kay. Shout out to Y-Dot, Genius. Matter of fact, we had a good conversation this week. We was building networking on the phone. Make sure y'all network, you know what I mean? Shout out to everybody that tuned in. Big shout out to the Twitter fam, Guru. Link with him, definitely Bill. Indie artist, we love y'all.
We out of here, yo. Keep God first, family second, and career third.